Hello, and welcome to the Aparo Effect, where we talk about all things related to increasing the capacity of nonprofits. Today, we're recording this podcast in honor of Charlotte Skilled Volunteer Week, and I am so happy to be joined by one of our skilled volunteers, Dr. Bridget Jones, and I'm going to pass it to her to give us a more formal introduction.
Thank you. I'm excited to be joining you today. I am Dr. Bridget Jones, and I am the Assistant Director of Valor Preparatory Academy in Concord, North Carolina.
Fantastic. Have you been there long?
No, I just started in June.
Fantastic. We're going to talk about that and talk about your career journey, but let's start by talking a little bit more about your relationship with Aparo and set that context. So, looking back, can you tell me a little bit about just how you heard about Aparo and so, sort of what your expectations were before our relationship began?
Sure. So my entire career has been in education. In 2019, I had the opportunity to work for a software company. And I took that opportunity and I loved what I did. I loved the people I worked with, but there was something missing. And so my husband had been working with Aparo as a volunteer. And he said, maybe this is something that would fill your cup, to be able to support others or to, do something kind of like volunteer worker outreach. And I signed up. And that's how I got to know Aparo.
So name drop for me. Who's your husband? I
His
have to
name
see if I.
is. His name is Dan Jones, Daniel Jones. He works with for TIAA, and he's done several. Yeah, he's done
Nice.
several projects with Aparo.
Oh, that's really nice. I always think we should do like a Valentine's Day story when we have like couples who volunteer together. Well, not that you volunteer together, but who both support Aparo's mission. That's wonderful. I'm so glad that he sent you our way. So, so that was 2019. So tell me about your first interaction, working for a nonprofit with Aparo.
So the first opportunity that I had, really the only opportunity that I had, was working with the Partnership for Children of Lincoln and Gaston Counties. It's a nonprofit for preschool literacy, and they were having some technical issues that a lot of nonprofits have, and I know because I've managed several grants, the reporting that comes with grants and things like that. You spend so much time on the reporting. And what they wanted to do is really focus on the work. And so that was inspiring to work with them and hear those stories, how if we could just solve this technical issue for them, they really would be able to be more productive and reach more families. And so, just being part of that and knowing from tech how to solve some of those issues was meaningful to me. I felt like, now, great, they're utilizing resources and people that know how to do this technical aspect of the work so that they can really focus on the children and the precious work that they're doing. So just hearing their stories and being able to come to that solution and just seeing how grateful they were for us coming together and doing that was just a great experience.
Yeah, what a great match for you. I know Sarah Gregory, our volunteer manager, tries to make the most perfect matches she can. And what a great one, given the education you had in your background. So when you made that pivot from education to working in tech, where did you learn those tech skills that you have on the job, in that job, or were they things you had picked up elsewhere?
I think I am a lifelong learner, so I just learned along the way. I like to surround myself with people who know more than me, and that's what I did. I worked with people. I did a lot of trainings. Anytime we went with a new kind of software, implemented a new solution, I was working to understand and go through all the modules to, just the lingo itself is so different in business than it is in education. So, just surrounding myself with people that also had a passion for it. And, I think that was one of the things, like my husband, for instance, he would spend a lot of time with me and share different podcasts or share different resources to help me in that journey. And when I realized I didn't love it, I didn't love the tech, even though I was making more and I had a very flexible schedule, I wasn't loving it. So I knew that there was a disconnect there because he does. And I was working with people who loved it. You could see the passion that they had for tech. So yeah, I don't know if that completely answered the question, but
that did answer my question. You know, so I do want to continue talking about your career journey. I do want to ask you one thing. You know, sometimes people read about Aparo and think, oh, no, I can't volunteer for Aparo. My tech skills are not deep enough. I'm not a coder. I'm not. Mm-hmm. And we do say that that's not the case. We need, you know, we don't need very, very deep technical skills. And I just want to ask if that resonates with you.
Oh, that definitely resonates with me. And I really feel like Sarah did a great job of just trying to understand the holistic, you know, the me holistically, and knowing that I had that grant work, the education training background. And also in the job I was in, I was working very heavily in CRMs and, you know, different types of feedback tools and things like that. So I think she was able to take all of those, that software experience. And I don't know, I'm not an expert, but I definitely knew enough to point people in the right direction. Like, this is a tool that's really solved something in my company, this, you know, and sharing those different ways to conduct work.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for making us honest. And tell me, like, toward the end of your project, your volunteer work with Aparo, with that particular project, just how you were feeling. I'm sure, and I wasn't on any of those meetings, but I'm sure the nonprofit was very appreciative of your work. And just tell me how that felt to be part of that.
It felt great. It really was. It was the highlight of my week to meet with them and to meet with the other volunteers. So we were in a group of us from different industries, from different backgrounds. So we all of us volunteers came with something different and special and unique. And then I feel like that helped our nonprofit member partners to see that, you know, we all were coming at this from a different angle, but we all wanted the best for them. And, you know, just working through different strategies to make sure that they were happy in the end and had what they wanted. So it forced us to be really communicative and open and be straightforward with what we needed, because time is precious, especially when you're dealing with volunteers in tech. Those are high paying jobs. And so time is money. So we had to get straight to the point and really work through what the nonprofit needed, which I feel like we did really well. We had a great group of people.
Oh, good, good. And I'll put in the notes for this podcast if folks want to read about that project. I know the nonprofit was very appreciative, and there's a lot of really strong anticipated positive impact on their ability to work, which is fantastic. And what we do is a year later, we check in and we say, mm-hmm. like, okay, you know, how is it going? And we'll have an update, and we'll definitely share that with you. So the type of work that nonprofit does, is it similar to the work that you were doing before you moved into tech?
I think the grant aspect, the reporting on grant funding and federal funding was very similar. So when I was in education, I managed some USDOE grants. And so I understood the pain. I understood what they were having to deal with. And so it's similar to the work I was doing. It's not similar to the work I'm doing now, but it's, I could definitely identify.
Yeah. And it gave you some feelings and made you make some decisions.
It certainly did. Yeah. I walked away from something that I think, you know, some friends and family thought was maybe not the best decision. Like, why would I leave a great paying job and a job that I had tons of flexibility with? And it was a passion. It was a, I love what I'm doing now. And I'm so thankful to Aparo because Had I not had that opportunity, I don't know that I think it would have taken me a lot longer to come to the conclusion when I saw the passion that other people had for their industry. I wanted that back. So yeah, just being around people who really love what they're doing was inspiring.
It's nice to hear. And I'm so happy that you're happy where you're working now. Can you dive in a little deeper for us and just tell us about, it was a hard decision to make. And mm-hmm. then, you know, to start again, to start looking for jobs and all of that. Can you just share a little bit more about the journey and tell us a little bit more about where you are right now, where you're working and about your role?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a very hard decision, but I know that I made the right decision. I had thought about working in as an assistant director for a long time. My kids were a lot younger. And so they're older now. They're in college and in high school. So I knew maybe it was the right time. And I have a very supportive spouse. And so we just said, let's give it a try. And going out there and doing interviews again and kind of shifting careers. I was very, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I was just very faithful that, you know, it was what was supposed to happen was going to happen. And it's led me to a great, great place. I'm so happy every day. I laugh. I've got a great team. The kids that are at the school are amazing. And yeah, every day is a little different. It's not like my job before where, you know, it was filled with meetings and software and updates and, you know, things like different releases and things like that. But now it's a little bit unpredictable, but it's, it keeps me energized and yeah, very grateful to Aparo.
Wonderful. You're at an assistant director now at a school?
Yes. Okay. At a charter school. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Fantastic. Do you think now you're probably busy in a very different way, in a very full way. Will you come back? Will you volunteer for us again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This has been nothing but a very well-managed opportunity and way to support other industries or other, you know, for nonprofits. It could be just something small, or it can be what I did before where it was like weeks and weeks of working with a nonprofit, but it's managed very well. Paro does a great job of managing and not overwhelming you with the work. So yes, absolutely.
Good. Thank you. And yeah, you mentioned something in an important detail. What you worked on was a community impact project. And those mm-hmm. are, that is a very big commitment over some, you know, a few hours a week over several week months, really. And we do our volunteer opportunities start at 1 hour, one hour at a time through our tech therapy program where folks can just help a nonprofit in an hour and make a huge difference. You know, especially like I hear these stories with Excel, people who help someone sit with someone with Excel for like an hour and transform the way they work, which is great. So let me ask you a question. Sometimes maybe you'll bump into someone somewhere who'll say, oh, Aparo, you volunteer for them, didn't you? What do you think? Should I give it a go? What would be your Aparo volunteer for Aparo sales pitch?
Oh, goodness. Not only will you be helping somebody, you will be inspired yourself and help yourself, and giving to others and giving back to others is just, there's no price on that. It's just, it's a great community of people that are just trying to help and support each other. So I would never hesitate to sing Aparo praises.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Bridget. I really appreciate your time and hearing about your connection with Aparo in honor of Charlotte Skilled Volunteer Week. And I wish you the best of luck with your new position and the school year. And I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us on this episode of The Aparo Effect.